Hi, my name is Connie Breyer. I have the pleasure of speaking to you for a few minutes, and I wanted to share with you some insight on what we could be thinking about this time of the year during the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. So the story I heard that was told in the name of Rabbi Pesach Kron. He said there was a couple that was living in Lakewood with six kids, and it was before Yontif. They were making Pesach, and the husband asked the wife, "What could I do to help you? What would be the biggest help?" And she said that in order to make Pesach, she really needs the kids out of the house for a few hours so she could cook, clean up, etc. So he took the six kids, and where could he go? That works for all ages. He took the kids to the airport, and he figured he'll take them all on the air train. So he was on the train, and the pilot came onto the train and asked his father, "Where are you flying today?" And the father said, "Nowhere." The pilot became very serious and said, "You should know, I just got a text from my son 2 weeks ago asking me to just throw away his number from my contacts. My son had his first child, and he invited me to come to the party, but I didn't show up. He's been busy with his job and all. And I guess this is how it's been for the last couple of years, and since he's been raising this son, he's been very occupied with his job." And the son said, "I feel like you're not valuing me, you're not showing up for what's important to me." And this father, just so that you understand, this pilot, he said he has gone to every major airport around the globe. He's a pilot for 25 years. This was his life. So the son said, "I don't want to know you. Just get rid of my number and let's forget about each other." So now the pilot turns to the father and tells him, "I flew all over, but I'm going nowhere. And you fly nowhere, but are going everywhere." We see from here that a person could be all over the place and so preoccupied, but at the same time could be going nowhere. As Yidden, we always need to know and remember and stay focused on where we're headed to. What do I want to look at? What do I want to look like at the end of this year? Which level in Avodas Hashem do I want to reach? There's a pasuk in Mishlei that tells us, Rishon, their path of the Rishon, the ways of the Rishon are dark. They don't even know what they're stumbling on. When a person lives in darkness, then they don't see where we're going, where we're headed, and they could never reach their destination. But as Yidden, we know, Torah is our guiding light. It's not just a book of laws. It's what actually shows us the way. It lights it up for us and helps us to move along the path of righteousness. So as we're standing in these days now, and we're thinking about ourselves and our actions and our thoughts and where we're holding our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our relationships with other people, it's good to keep this in mind. It's not about where I'm flying, but our goal must be to go everywhere, to get everywhere. Where is my destination? What do I want to look like next year? Hatzlacha.